With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to the Ed Lover Morning Show on 104.3 Jams. And if you just joined us, welcome to the Ed Lover Morning Show. We're talking to Angela Rye, political correspondent and political activist. Angela, I have a question for you. Do people really generally understand the rage that African Americans have in this country and the way we be treated, the way we're being treated by the police department?
No, I don't think so. I think that people are starting to understand.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's part of our frustration, right? Even in the position of somewhat of privilege where I sit, I am so frustrated by the fact that it's taken all this. There are thousands of people, thousands of Black people who have been killed by law enforcement with little consequence, right? And I'm saying that there are people with white privilege who should be using that white privilege to help us eliminate white supremacy, the very foundation of this country, you know, and that is what this is all about.
I agree with you there. I'm Jen BT, Ed Lover's co-host, and me being a half white, half Mexican woman, I for sure recognize my privilege, especially now more than ever. And for me, having friends that are white or non, you know, or even Latinx people of color, not even saying anything right now. And I think it's because they're scared and facing their own racism and personal views for the first time. What do you say to those people to start recognizing that privilege? And what could you do to educate yourself in order to have a better future?
I think pay attention. You know, read, look at the 21st Century Council on Policing report that came out of the Obama administration. Why was that necessary? How many people that could have been your neighbors or your friends or your age, your siblings, your parents have died at the hands of police violence? What is the record on police abuse and violence in your community, your local police department? What is their record, right? What about what the prosecutors are doing? And I think the other thing that people should do immediately is there's an organization by the name of Color of Change. Color of Change is asking people to sign on to a list of demands by texting demands, plural, D-E-M-A-N-D-S, to 55156. The demands include things like strengthen police use of force policies because they're too watered down. Respond to mental health crises with healthcare, not police. There have been so many instances of violence that way. In the profit motive in policing and investing in healthy communities, not policing. There are 9 demands on this list that tell us exactly what we could do to ensure that our communities are really safer and that when police arrive, there's there to protect and serve all of us, not just the select few. The other thing that I think is important to pay attention to is when people are saying defund police department, what they're talking about is a redistribution of resources that go to the communities that really need them. So if you all are paying attention to some of this footage, you see police coming out looking like they're preparing for World War III and not engaging with protesters who are grieving, right? And so I think that that outsized response just on the appearance of resources alone tells us all we need to know, especially because they could find those kinds of protective resources, but they could not find PPE for our essential workers.
Right.
So I think that tells you all you need to know right now.
Absolutely.
It really does.
Angela, we thank you so much for joining us this morning. Really appreciate you taking time out of your day. I know you got a busy one ahead of you, so I'm not going to keep you this morning. I appreciate you.
I appreciate you all. You guys take care of yourselves.
You do the same, my sister. Angela Rye joining us right here on the Ed Lover Morning Show on 104.3 Jams.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.